I just started to say, today the news is and will be full of stories about the second anniversary of Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
I love New Orleans. In the days of my misspent youth, I left part of my liver in New Orleans. I had some very happy times there. Loved the music, loved the whole ambiance. I once turned down a job in New Orleans because at that time I knew it would destroy me. There was just too much fun to be had.
Well, what a level of self-awareness.
Yeah. There was just too much. Orleans, a great place to visit. But it is time, I think, that we took an unsentimental view of the reality. Did you know that I love New Orleans to be had? Parts of New Orleans where some of these silly people are trying to rebuild houses are 14 feet below sea level and sinking by another inch every year, and nothing has been done really that would prevent another Katrina. Nothing. Now, where in God's name is the logic about trying to rebuild a city in a location like that? Let's do the logical thing. Blame the French who built it there in the first place, and just say it's another piece of French stupidity, and move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep the parts of New Orleans that are above sea level, or at least closer to sea level, as a theme park, which is really what it's been to a lot of people for many years anyway. It's a theme park with booze,
mm-hmm.
The French Quarter.
Yes.
And get past that. And I, for one, now, I'm all in favor of helping needy people, but at what point do you say, hey, it's time you people got up off your asses, went to work, and earned your own way? 2 years later, here, Dallas Morning News, mm-hmm. Some of the refugees from New Orleans were settled in Dallas, and the community had an outpouring of generosity, and they were giving them all kinds of freebies, housing, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
2 years later, the people who have been freeloading for 2 years are whining because the gravy train is slowing down.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
I'm looking here at the Dallas Morning News. It says, Hurricane Katrina relief once an outpouring of support for evacuees displaced in the Dallas-Fort Worth area has slowed down to a trickle on the second anniversary of the storm. While no official figures are available, an estimated 20 to 30,000 evacuee households, people from New Orleans and vicinity, still call North Texas home, and countless evacuees still need help paying for basic necessities such as rent and utilities. At what point after a disaster and personal hardship are people expected to start taking care of themselves again? Is one hurricane supposed to be a permanent lifelong ticket on a bleeping gravy train? Come on! Today, we are limiting ourselves greatly when it comes to taking part in this sentimental orgy about New Orleans today on the second anniversary of Katrina.
Yes.
They built a city in a swamp that's below sea level. Get over it.
Yes, and they are led by ridiculously liberal and incompetent and corrupt political power.
Yeah, people. Sure. I mean, that's the kind of people they elect. You know, there is something to the old saying, people deserve the kind of government they get. Well, if that's the kind of people they elect in New Orleans and largely in the state of Louisiana. But it was 2 years ago today that Katrina came to visit New Orleans. Alex Stone, ABC News, covered the aftermath in the days following the storm, and he is back in New Orleans today as part of the media herd.
The New Orleans Police Department is struggling to keep up. Headquarters is still in FEMA trailers, and there's not enough money to buy bulletproof vests or new patrol cars.
We're not pleased with the progress, nor are we satisfied of where we actually are.
Sergeant Joe Narcisse says he and his fellow officers are making do, but things are so bad that when the one bathroom inside the headquarters trailer is locked after hours, it means officers have to use a bathroom at a local gas station. Alex Stone, ABC News, New Orleans.
2 years later, and they can't even get something like that fixed. Save New Orleans? For what? Now they've got
another hurricane.
French French Quarter up and running again. Okay, fine. It's a theme park, but that's what it's been for years anyway. The rest of it's a sewer.
Well, the French Quarter wasn't even that badly hit. I mean,
no, because it's on higher ground.
Exactly. So there wasn't much of a problem there to begin with. But they're trying to fix the unfixable in the rest of the city. In the meantime, every politician in the country is pandering, spending billions of dollars and putting it in what? A rat hole.
These transplanted New Orleanians. Oh, that's my home. I've got to go back. No, you don't. People have moved all over the world throughout human history. You can do it, too. Get off your butt and go to work.